Fashion Basket.
Hello.
Hi. You know what I saw on the way over here?
What'd you see?
Was a sign. Do you ever just, like, think of things that, like, does anything ever remind you of, like, a funny little thing in your childhood?
All the time. Yeah.
Like, just a funny little event.
Or, like, embarrassment or shame. Like, those are the two that hit me.
Oh, my God. I had one last night. Oh, I forget what it was. Oh, this morning. Actually, I think also on my drive over, I thought about being, like, a toddler and watching an episode of something like West Coast Customs or another car show like that.
Sure.
And it was, like, our whole family watching it, and I... And they were, like, listening to a new song, because it was, like, a rapper getting his car decked the fuck out. And they were listening to a new song in, like, the offices. And all the dudes were, like, looking down and shaking their head no. And I'm like, why do they shake their head no? Like, if they like the song, wouldn't they shake their head yes?
I think it's, like, you're so struck with the song, you're just, like... It's just like,
Yeah, they were like,
But I think it's, like, also the same thing as, like, you taste something really good, you're like,
oh, fuck. Baby, yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm completely irrelevant. On my drive over, I saw a sign, one of those political signs that's like, I'm running for mayor or city council or whatever. There's a man in this city named Dick Gaylord.
Yes.
Who's running the community college board of trustees.
Mm-hmm. And I think like Steve, it's like I love Cox. Like, I think that, like, he's totally leaning into the fact that his name is Dick Gaylord.
His name is probably Richard, and he just chooses Dick on purpose.
Well, it is Richard, yeah. Like, and he could be Rich. He could be Rich Gaylord. But, like, I think with, like, the name, like, last name, like, Gaylord, you have to just embrace the meme.
It gave me, like, a little bit of a giggle, because, like, I remembered back to when I was a kid that, like, wow, old people are always named stupid shit, like, gay and, like, Dick and Vagina or whatever they're named. And I just thought, like, that generation has died off, you know?
No.
But they're still around.
Yeah.
I feel like they just don't show their faces.
I don't...
Until you see the rare political sign on the street that says Dick Gaylord for Board of Trustees.
I think, like, Richard is probably a name that has been phased out for a generation. I think, like, our generation would probably go by Richie.
Richie, yeah.
Yeah, like, that seems to be kind of the move.
Yeah.
So this is going to be a very loosey-goosey episode.
Well, obviously, like, from how we've started.
We've both been busy... Sean's mostly been busy. I've been gaming a lot.
Yeah, I'm suddenly a full-time employee. I was not aware of it, but
so,
I am now.
Hello, everybody.
Hi.
Jacob says, all right, last stream until election. What are the predictions? Who do you guys think wins? I don't know. I'm not going to do predictions this time around. Because, like, to me, the numbers look like 2016. So it's like, if we can, like, look at the only metric we have are polls. And they're all so... astronomically
and
in
I'm
Joe's favor.
Who the fuck they're asking?
Right. So
who,
like,
the fuck are you asking?
That's the thing. Well, it's like a CNN flash poll, which means, like, it's CNN viewers. You know, like, and so I'm just gonna fucking hold my tongue. What we're gonna do, actually, we should probably say it here, is, like, on election day at 5 p.m. our time, so it'll be 8 p.m. Eastern time.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna just do a long one, like, and just kind of, like, until we can't take it anymore.
Yeah.
So because it's going to get weird, I think. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to get really probably drunk while it's going on and just kind of do it the whole time.
Democracy,
that's like
baby.
Why we don't really have much to talk about this time. DCK Punk's Amazon is going to win. Yeah, they already did win.
Amazon wins, yeah.
If
you haven't voted by mail, just drop your ballot in a drop-off box or at the polls on voting day.
Yeah.
Don't mail it now.
I mailed mine, but, like, that was weeks ago.
That was weeks ago, yeah. I mean, like, starting now, we're 6 days out. Just don't mail it. Like, we've all seen how unreliable the USPS is right now. I shipped, like, at the beginning of this, it wasn't bad, but towards, like, the middle, back in, like, maybe June, July, I shipped a letter to my sister, and it got there in, like, 3 weeks. A letter! A first class mail letter that should arrive in 3 days got there in 3 weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah, I've been having problems with it too. Like, even, like, normally things that, like, get sent locally, like, if it gets picked up on the day of, it'll get there the next day. You know, like, if it's, like, under the 2 p.m. window.
Yeah,
it's taking, like, 3 to 4 days now, which is peculiar. So I don't know. So
my,
like,
ballot has been counted. So I checked online. I just checked, and it's.
How'd you do that?
You just look up check my ballot status for, like, state of California, and you put in your name, your birthday. That's it.
That's it.
First and last name and your birthday.
They ask for your social too.
They don't ask for your social.
Okay.
I think they may ask for your voting address or your voting zip code, whichever you vote from. That's it, though.
I'm voting on person the fourth, Perry says. Yeah, because I'm sure it'll be still contested until that day.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, guys, like, Sean's going to stay with me here, like, that night. Like, it could get really fucking weird.
I think either way the election goes, it could get weird.
Oh, that's the thing, right? Yeah. So, like,
it could get a little, like, freaky deaky, a little ooky spooky.
But do I think that there will be, if Trump loses, do I think there will be, like, massive right-wing violence? Not really. I think it's the other side, which has demonstrated for the last 6 fucking months that they're willing to burn cities down if they don't get their way. So, I mean, is that way off?
I don't know. I think, like, with the demonstrations we've seen for Trump, even in California, it's been fucking surprising.
Yeah.
I feel like they would march.
March, at least. But I don't, those people have not executed anybody. So, and the other side has. And, like, right. Again, this isn't, like, the people, like Antifa, whatever that nebulous thing you want to call them. They're not leftists. Like, they are just fucking, I don't know, Prozac out. Like, I mean, like, you know, there is something very wrong with these people. They have nothing to live for, which is why they're borderline suicidal and willing to get arrested 17 different times. So, yeah, I mean, we'll fucking see. I mean, like, I'll eat my words if Trump people go mental, but
yeah.
I don't know.
What about a professional Twitch streamer named Prozac?
That's pretty good.
Hey, guys, I'm Prozac.
Hey, everybody, it's Prozac here to play.
Smash that fucking like
Smash
button.
That fucking
We're
going
to try to get
button,
to 500
subscribe.
Subs this week.
Yeah. so, yeah, we'll be doing it the whole day. And that's that, I guess.
Yeah, that'll be that. It's fun. Very fun.
Jacob says, if Biden wins, all news people will announce it if the race isn't called by midnight. We all know Trump won. That's a interesting point.
We can watch the Young Turks break down on stream again,
right? Which that's sort of like, because I don't really care which way it goes either way, because like if Biden wins, the coronavirus will be gone tomorrow, which would be great. Like literally if Biden wins, it's over,
it's gonna disappear.
The pandemic's just done. We're done with it.
Amazing news in coronavirus news. We actually have already distributed the vaccines in your sleep.
Yes, and like it's,
you're all immune.
It's coming down from, yeah, it's been, we have been using chemtrails to vaccinate you all.
That's what we've been waiting for. Oh, we need chemtrails.
This locked up. Where is it?
Imagine if we had them.
Wait.
What are you looking for?
You know what I'm looking for. I'm talking about chemtrails. You know what I'm looking for.
Oh, yeah.
There
yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
I'm kind of retarded.
So yeah. I mean, like, so that's the benefit of Biden winning. And plus, like, it'll be interesting to see, because when the mainstream media has nothing to talk about, if they'll all actually implode and go away, which would be amazing. Mm-hmm. So that's good news if Biden wins. If Trump wins, the good news is just the absolute fucking meltdown. And then 4 more years of chaos, which I have enjoyed because of the dredging up thing I've been talking about like, because he's just this wrecking ball and everyone just gets hysterical around him, that it's really shown a lot of holes and problems in our system. And it's been a good stress test of our democracy in a lot of ways, you know, so.
Sure.
So either outcome, it's going to be great for me. So. Because, like, the coronavirus, we have to stop it. We can't do this anymore.
Right,
I agree. It's like, this is getting fucking retarded. Like, enough of it, like, which we'll talk about that a little bit later. But we should probably talk about Hunter Biden's hog.
Oh, my God. We absolutely should.
So I showed you his hog.
Yeah, and I actually found it again on Twitter.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So, like, I don't think I'm going to get flagged by the NSA as, like, a terrorist or whatever.
Yeah, I'm concerned about that, too.
But because I saw it on Twitter, I saw it in a tweet.
That's, you're probably fine then. Yeah.
So
I have a place that's like hosting it. So I'm like,
yeah, you've got to be careful.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. It's a really nice dick. But here's the thing. So there's a lot of rumor and speculation, allegedly, that some of the girls in the pictures are not 18. So
right.
We'll see if that's the case. But if they are all 18, Hunter Biden fucking rocks.
Oh, yeah, he fucks.
Dude, that dude rules. Like, not only is, like, every fucking girl he has in those pictures a fucking 10.5.
Allegedly, they are. Allegedly,
they're 10.5. Yeah. Allegedly, they're 10.5. But it, like.
Unless they're underage, they are not 10.5.
So
wait,
he's slinging,
they are 10.5.
He's slinging dick. like the picture of him smoking we have in the thumbnail, like he actually looks cool.
Yeah.
Like he's not some fucking loser. Like it's not like Anthony Weiner. Like Anthony Weiner was like, ugh, like you're not cool. Like Hunter Biden is fucking cool.
Yeah, he is the coolest member of any political dynasty to have ever existed.
Most certainly. Like there is like, again, like if nothing he did here is actually legal with underage people, he is by far, like you said, the coolest person to benefit from nepotism in politics that's ever existed. And like, it's also funny to watch like Don Jr. try to talk shit on him. And I'm like, Hunter Biden is an alpha. You are at best, a beta prime. Like you are not even close to being as alpha as Hunter Biden. Like, because like, the things you're shitting on him for, which is like slinging mad dick, smoking crack and fucking tens. You dream of doing these things.
Yeah.
He is so much cooler than you. Like you can never even dream of doing it. Yeah. So Hunter Biden fucking rocks if he didn't fuck underage girls, allegedly.
Or his niece. We got to think about that one.
Yeah.
So what is the evidence behind that? Or the idea of the evidence
There's a picture of, there's a still from a video. And so what's interesting is, this actually will get burned some time because we didn't think we would. So the way that these pictures are getting leaked out is because Steve Bannon, in cooperation with someone else, I mean Giuliani obviously, is leaking the pictures through Parler through an account that is supposed to appear to be Chinese,
right.
But it's so obviously not.
It's somebody masquerading as a Chinese person.
Right, so it's like two Chinese symbols. I don't even know what they stand for. I actually probably should have looked that up. Posting the pictures on Parler, which is like a alternative to Twitter. And then it's like using kind of like incorrect grammar, but not in the way like this hat that I'm wearing. What does it say?
I go to seek a great perhaps.
And Sean got this from China. So like it's like that. That is how
for like $2.99.
The Chinese don't like the translation gets fucked up. Right.
Yeah.
The way that it's doing it on that Steve Bannon's doing it on Parler is not that. So like but the deal is like every day something else is going to get leaked out. So the thing about the niece is there's a video that there's a still from, and it's like panning from Hunter's dick to like the middle, and then back to his face or whatever. So there's only the picture. There's not like the actual video.
Yeah.
And the girl in the video has rings on and then also a phone case. It's like blue marble.
Yeah.
Which is a weird phone case. Like I've not seen that before.
Sure.
And then there's a selfie of the niece with the rings and the blue marble phone case.
Very interesting.
We'll see. And uppers make you do fucking wild shit.
Yeah. So, like, do you think she would have been doing them too?
Everybody in these videos, I'm certain, were doing the same shit he's doing. Yeah. And I think it was like not just crack. I think it was, I mean, you know, that's like the funniest thing. So when you look up, is there a picture of Joe or of Hunter Biden smoking crack? And Snope says, no, that is factually incorrect. And they go, actually, the pipe you see is a meth pipe. So Hunter Biden just likes uppers. I mean, just uppers. Like, because, you know, the one you see with it sticking out of his mouth?
Yeah.
I've done enough drugs that's not a crack pipe. Crack pipes are, like, cylindrical, and then they have, like, a little, like, mesh filter in it where you stuff the crack in the front, and then you light it from the front and then smoke it to the back.
Yeah.
Meth pipes have the bulb on the bottom because you put the solid meth inside of it, and then you heat it from the bottom and twist it.
Yeah.
That starts smoking, and then you smoke that.
Yeah.
So
I knew that for
different.
Sure.
Yeah. Different pipes. I hope you didn't know that.
No, I did.
So yeah, it's gonna be very interesting, but if nothing nefarious is there beyond what is obvious, Hunter Biden rules.
Yeah, it's totally true. Would you say that he is a himbo?
No, because I don't think he's stupid.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You don't think he's stupid?
No, I don't. No, I think he's smart.
Huh.
Yeah. I think like I think he's I think he was like an aggressive drug addict. I mean, because like even at my fucking height of like being just on whatever, I never would have left a laptop at a repair place. Like that is so like, although I mean, I couldn't really imagine if I was that fucked up on drugs and also getting so much money from dad's ventures.
Yeah.
Like if I was just like looking at my checking account, it's just dumped with cash. I just be like, oh, fucking buy another one.
Yeah.
And like, it's possible. But although I would have probably
possible, he's a himbo.
Yeah. I don't know. Do you think he is?
I think maybe he is.
Yeah.
I think. I just like. Maybe. Well, I guess like drugs will make you do some really fucking stupid things.
Yeah, dude.
So he has temporary himbo-ness.
Yeah, he has
a temporary
acute himbo.
Acute
himbo syndrome.
Acute himbo syndrome.
AHS. American Horror Story.
And that's what this is, ladies and gentlemen.
Hunter Biden, directed by Ryan Murphy. The Hunter Biden Story, directed by Ryan Murphy, starring Sarah Paulson as Hunter Biden.
I love that you say Paulson.
Paulson. Whatever.
You also say assault.
Assault, yeah.
That's where our dialects differ.
It's the East Coast thing that I picked up. So it's
I say assault.
Like assault.
Sarah Paulson.
Horrible. Like that's a...
Horrible is what I say.
Yeah. You've heard me say. I mean, that's just...
Yeah.
I think the horrible thing I actually picked up from listening to Stern so much in my youth, like that's how he says it.
Got it.
I don't know. Like I'm such... It's weird because like depending on which state I'm in, people ask if I have an accent. And it's because like my way of speaking is so weird because I've lived everywhere that would change your accent for enough time to just make it this weird,
same here,
like almost transatlantic,
same here thing. Yeah, I say things in the Florida way, I say things in the California way.
What's something you
way?
Say in the Florida way?
I said aunt for a while. I don't
what did
anymore.
You guys call soft drinks in Florida?
Soda. I called it soda because I think I took that from California.
So like in Georgia when I lived there,
North Florida, I think would still be pop.
Yeah, pop was Colorado.
Or a Coke. I think it was a Coke.
All Coke. Yeah. Everything was Coke.
Everything
like,
is Coke.
Like, so in Georgia, North Carolina, it was always Coke. Like, what kind of Coke do you want? Because like that, they had just the monopoly on that. Florida's weird though because they have a bottling plant. Like Pepsi has a headquarters in Florida.
Yeah.
So that probably would throw everything off.
Yeah.
So Gio, what's Gio saying?
He thinks he's a himbo. He's only heard Hunter on like 2 to 3 calls, so he can't really judge. But apparently Joe Biden would forward all the calls and inquiries to Hunter's partner because Joe thought he was a Dumbo.
And
according to Bob Alinsky.
He's the guy.
What is Bob Alinsky?
He's the guy that was involved in the whole thing with Hunter. He went on Tucker last night. And is this a massive case of political corruption? Yeah, like for sure. Mm-hmm. Like, is it borderline treason? Yeah. It is. Is anyone in the intelligence community going to do something about it? No.
It's also perfectly timed. So like we know the motive or whatever. It's just like, of course, it's right before the election.
Well,
same thing with the emails. Of course, it's like massive corruption or whatever, trying to hide something.
Right.
Same exact thing.
But like to me, what makes this one different is that we have spent 3.5 years trying to claim that Trump is a foreign agent for another country, either through financial ties or whatever else. That is bullshit. We now know that's bullshit.
Yeah.
We knew it was bullshit from the get because of the journalists we follow and care about. This is that story.
Yeah.
But because the intelligence agencies, even though it's under Trump's DOJ, are not for him, it's, you know, it is what it is. And plus, like, you know, every donor for the Democratic Party are media companies. And so, like, to keep this shit alive in the direction that won't make them lose an election is, like, minting money.
Yeah.
So, which is why, like, I don't mind if Biden wins because they'll have nothing to talk about.
Yeah. Dinosaur media may die.
Like, and there are several journalists that Glenn Greenwald was talking about today. He was on Rogan. He was saying that, like, several journalists, like, in 2008, like, 2010 era, all they were talking about was how great Obama was. And so they were about to lose their job. And then when Trump won, I mean, great. We have this thing just to run with infinitum. Mm-hmm. So...
Infinitum.
So just great news for them. So either outcome is yum.
Yeah, yum.
Great.
Yes, for sure.
But I think that like what liberals, big L liberals, yeah, are underestimating is like Biden will be a one-term president.
Yeah.
And who comes next from the Republican Party is going to be fucking scary.
Yeah, it's going to be Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
It's gonna be Hulk Hogan on
shouting
even
N-word,
more drugs than he's on right now.
Yeah,
that's who we're getting, baby.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh my God, that was a close one, Jordan.
Living dangerously.
Yeah, but I have a special surprise for us since we're speaking of himbos.
Yeah. Oh, I already know what it is.
You already know what it is, baby. Let's do it. So, a couple episodes back, I mentioned that I made an order with a custom necklace store.
I'm so excited.
Online. And they arrived in the mail today. Oh, that's okay. It's not easy having something in my lap when I'm doing this podcast. So I'd like to give you your
very own himbo necklace.
Himbo necklace.
I'm going to put it on right now.
Yeah, the clasp thing is fucking cheap, so...
Be gentle.
It's not that it's cheap, actually. It's just that it's small. So, yeah, we can do this on stream. Maybe we can just, you know, make a little... Have a little fun with it.
Since we have, like, nothing to talk about.
Yeah. Because we have nothing to talk about. Exactly. But I was so excited to get these to us today. So I think I'm going to have to...
Make the chain smaller?
No. The chain is actually... I selected this length for a reason. I selected 22 inches, I think. I think it's 22. For a reason, because all of the other ones... It's women's jewelry, basically. And they only come in, like, certain lengths. There we go. I got mine on. Yes! I hope it's not upside down. It's not. There we go. There's my...
Is there equivalent of a gay himbo?
Sweet little himbo.
Or just, is it already a thing? Like, are they just kind of are all-encompassing
himbos? I think they are kind of all-encompassing. So this is... Oh, that fucking rules. That fucking rules. Yes. Do you need help?
No.
You got your little tiny baby hands over there working hard? I am so happy these arrived. They were... I think they're like... They were like $50 each at full price, but they were having a really great sale, and I got them for $30 each, and I got one free. So it was like, buy two of them, get a third one free, so I paid $60 for like $150.
Are you going to give one to Andrew?
I am going to give one to him, and he doesn't listen to this, so I don't care. But yeah, he's the one who helped me come up with this stupid bit. But yeah, I'm so happy with this. It kind of, when you look at it, it kind of says like, it says jumbo. But that's okay. Yeah.
There we go.
I also picked a font that was like a bit more masculine than the other things they had, because
this is like very Nazi-esque font.
Really? It's like it's like, what is it? Like Times.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. It's like that.
It's like Serif Times.
It looks like something like Wolfenstein is like in that font. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Nazi-esque. I did not want to hear that about my beautiful new necklaces. My beautiful new necklaces. Yeah. You owe me.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
I'll pay you back.
You don't have to pay me back.
Kithas.
And Kithas. Yeah, I got these as a gift for us and our podcast, so don't worry.
So there's some clip we do want to play.
Yes.
If you're ready.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Sean found this on Twitter.
Yeah.
So this very beautiful girl is about to do something interesting.
So there's this girl on TikTok, and she's like, my secret talent is queefing. And it's like, bruh, you stole your talent from me. I'm the only one that can do that on command. Sorry.
Speaking of, like, I mean, she might be the most dudes rock female I've ever seen.
The way it's so aggressive.
Yeah.
Can we see that part again?
Of course. I love her earrings.
Oh, yeah, the cigarette and the, what else does she have? The knife?
So there's this girl on TikTok, and she's like, my secret talent is queefing. And it's like, bruh, you stole your talent from me.
Is she 18?
I'm the only one that can do that.
That's what I'm worried about.
Sorry.
She looks like she could be, like, 16.
Fuck off.
I love, too, the Black Lives Matter thing right here. I don't use TikTok, so I don't know what that thing is.
That's her icon. That's her profile picture.
I wonder what black dudes would think of that. She's cool though. I mean, she's super cool. Like, I mean, like,
she's so cool.
Like, that's the thing, is like, I think that like a lot of guys would pretend to like be horrified by this, but at the same time, it's like, she's the kind of girl that like wouldn't care if you're playing video games all day.
Right.
She rules. Like, she is so dudes rock.
She'd walk in and
yeah.
With her posting.
And you get turned on. Exactly. So, yeah.
Somebody in the comments said it sounded like when you run out of mustard.
Yes.
When the bottle.
Yeah. It's like.
she sounds like fucking. What's that dude's name? Daffy Duck. Her pussy sounds like Daffy Duck.
It's quack. I had. In the note, 128 on this, and I don't know why.
I don't even know what this is.
It's a debate with us watching it, and I don't really know why I had this put up, so let's just figure it out.
Oh,
why.
Weird.
Response to that, Vice President.
My response to that is, I never, ever said what he accused me of saying. The fact of the matter is, in 2000, though, after the crime bill had been in the law for a while, this is a guy who said, the problem with the crime bill, there's not enough people in jail. There's not enough people in jail. And go on my website, get the quote, the date when he said it. Not enough people.
Who cares what he said? You wrote the legislation. You wrote the laws.
Talk about why you wrote it that way.
This is a guy who in the Central Park five innocent black people
who
continue to push.
All right.
I guess it was just like that point, I guess. Yeah, I don't know.
We're only a few minutes in.
Oops, fuck.
Oh, what'd you do?
I fucked up my thing. I can get it back. Just give me 1 second.
Are we still live?
Yes, we're still live.
Okay.
There's an article I wanted to pull up. I sent it to you too. You know about it.
Oh, yeah, I think so.
We watched the Borat movie.
Oh, we did?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
It was okay. Like I laughed out loud a few times.
Yeah.
The first one was much better because it wasn't like that type of humor was much funnier in the Bush era. Like, I mean, it was like when no media outlet was like really skewering Bush, like which is when the first one came out, you know.
Oh, it was during Bush?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck. Yeah. I was thinking like early Obama.
No, I think it came out in like 2000 and let's find out.
Yeah, Borat.
Let's see.
Borat came in 2006,
yeah.
But then things like what are those other movies that are similar in nature? Bruno.
Yeah, I mean, well, I mean,
the Dictator.
But but he did all this shit. I mean, like he had the Ollie G show before that. Like he's been doing this forever. But like,
yeah.
It was just something about like, and like so the big moment that everyone would make a big deal about was Giuliani and like how he was touching his dick.
Right.
And I mean, you're a more objective viewer than me. I mean, what did
it
you
didn't
take
look
with
like
it?
He was taking his dick out.
No, he was weird.
He would have undone his pants, but he had his pants still fully done and he was putting like his
and they had pulled the lav mic off, so like I mean everything had gotten undone. And I don't know, I mean, like I get why they did it, like for just a promotional tool, but yeah, just it wasn't what they were saying it was. And I mean, like that what's a bummer is like they made a big deal about that and just not like how his like affect is so weird. Mm-hmm. Like his just kind of like, and then like stoic face and like a smile and then stoic face.
He is really crazy. Rudy Giuliani. Rudolph Giuliani is.
Rudolph Giuliani. And McDonald Trump. That was pretty funny.
McDonald Trump. They're just like, he's just creepy.
Creepy, yeah.
He has that disingenuous sort of affect to him, yeah.
Fudge. I keep, all right, let me grab the other thing I had. Yeah, it was okay. I mean, it was funny. Like,
yeah,
it's worth
did
watching.
You see, I mean, our favorite character was the older black woman who was his daughter's babysitter.
Yeah.
Oops, sorry. She came forward like today or yesterday and was like, I feel betrayed, because she didn't know. But like, she was the best person in this movie.
That's odd to me, because so like everybody that isn't it. Actually, I don't know what the rules are.
They
like,
told her that it was going to be a documentary style movie.
So they would have signed a release before anything had happened.
Mm-hmm.
So what's interesting is like there's another big black lady they use in the first one as like sort of like a kind of a middle point of the movie. But like she was an actor and a comedian. So like she was in on the joke. So I assumed that this was kind of the same deal. But like it didn't make her look bad at all.
No,
in fact, it made her
look
the opposite.
Person.
And she was like sort of the linchpin for the story.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know why. I'm bummed she's
I think, honestly, the headlines took it out of context, because, like, they interviewed her, and all she says is, like, yeah, I kind of felt betrayed. Okay. I didn't know what they were filming. I thought it was a documentary.
So the headline was actress in Borat, babysitter,
black
betrayed.
Woman feels betrayed.
Yeah.
It was kind of like that. So when I looked into it, I was like, this is a bummer, but I don't think she feels as strongly about it as the headlines think.
Sub-headline. This Jew took my black girl magic.
Whoa. Wait, is yours? I think yours is backwards.
It might be.
It is.
It was the only way I could do the clasp because I'm right-handed, so.
Oh, interesting.
It's hard to like maneuver the little thing.
Yeah, we can't all be talented and ambidextrous like I am.
Yes. So there's an article that I wanted you to read from Newsom.
Great.
Gavin
I
Newsom, our boy king of California.
Yes. Payman is his name. That's the demon from Hereditary, not inherited. Hereditary. The demon, remember?
Oh yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ahead of Thanksgiving next month, California Governor Gavin Newsom and the California Department of Public Health released a new released new safety guidelines for all private gatherings amid the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. The new rules come with strict restrictions that aim to help reduce the risk of spreading infection. Gatherings are defined as social situations that bring people together from different households at the same time in a single space or place. When people from different households mix, this increases the risk of transmission of COVID-19, said the public health department. No more than three households. All gatherings must include no more than three households, including hosts and guests, and must be held outdoors, lasting for 2 hours or less. The longer the duration of the gathering, the risk of transmission increases. Gatherings that occur outdoors are significantly safer than indoor gatherings. All gatherings must be held outside. Attendees may go inside to use restrooms so long as the restrooms are frequently sanitized.
Get the fuck out of here.
Masks must stay on after eating and drinking. The new rules state those at a gathering may remove their face coverings.
The language of this is what I think is so peculiar, is how they are using words in this official statement. So, yes. Sorry.
Eat or drink as long as they stay at least 6 feet away from everyone outside their own household and put their face covering back on as soon as they are done with the activity. Latest guidelines add that face coverings can also be removed to meet urgent medical needs. For example, to use an asthma inhaler, take medication, or if you're feeling lightheaded. Cool, thanks. The existing face covering rules set out by the California Department of Public Health also apply, which state everyone must wear face coverings in high-risk situations, including in outdoor public spaces, when maintaining a 6 feet distance from those outside your household is not feasible.
So it's a language of this thing. Like, we allow you permission to remove your face covering. It's like, go fuck yourself. You don't get to tell, like, you're, are you going to make a law? Like, are you going to send it in the Gestapo to watch over our fucking Thanksgiving? Like, and again, like, I get the sentiment. I get it. But it's like, this is going to have the opposite of the desired effect. Like,
of course
people are just going to take you less seriously every time you fucking do this. This is
singing
amazing.
And shouting strongly discouraged because they pose a very high risk of COVID-19 transmission. Singing, chanting, shouting, and physical exertion significantly increases the risk of transmission because these activities increase the release of respiratory droplets and fine aerosols into the air. Because of this, singing, chanting, and shouting are strongly discouraged. Those who do participate in these activities should do so quietly or at or below the volume of a normal speaking voice and wear a face covering while engaged in the activity. Those who sing, chant, or shout are also strongly discouraged to keep a physical distance of more than 6 feet. Strongly encouraged. What did I say?
Discouraged.
Strongly discouraged. To keep a physical distance of more than 6 feet, further reduce the risk of spreading. Musicians are allowed at gatherings, but they must be from one of these three households.
Dude.
The playing of any wind instruments, those that are played by the mouth, such as a trumpet or clarinet. A trumpet's a brass instrument, isn't it?
Yes.
Dumb. Is strongly discouraged, according to the statement. Is it technically a wind instrument? A trumpet?
It's brass.
Brass. Then they're fucking
it doesn't
wrong.
It doesn't have a reed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then they're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Wrong. A saxophone is a wind instrument.
Yes, because it has a reed.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it social at a distance. The space for gathering must be large enough to allow guests to maintain a physical distance of at least 6 feet from those who are not in their household at all times. Seating must provide at least 6 feet of distance in all directions, front to back and side to side, between different households. Maintain hand hygiene. As much as possible, all food and drink should be served in disposable containers, while self-serve communal containers and other shared items should not be used at the gathering. Jesus Christ. A place for washing hands or hand sanitizer must be available for use at the gathering, and all attendees should wash their hands or use hand sanitizer frequently, the statement noted. The wider picture. Total confirmed cases in California have surpassed 887,000, with 17,000 reported deaths as of Thursday, according to Johns Hopkins.
Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like, what are we doing? Like, what are we doing here? Like, we have been compliant for so fucking long.
Yeah.
And this is like the first, like, other than 4th of July, like, this is the first thing where families are supposed to get together. It's like we can't like, and again, it's one of those things of like, you could have just put out like a minor thing that just said like, hey, just like, if you can do temperature checks, do it. But like, enjoy your family. Mm-hmm. You know, like I don't get what this is supposed to do anymore. And again, it's like, it's almost like, do you want people to leave blue states? Like, is that what your goal is? Because, you know, we were in Hollywood. Like, it's getting worse every day. Like, mm-hmm. like LA looks like shit. And so it's like you got big, like you're looking at the death rate and like hospitals aren't overwhelmed and you're like, you got bigger fucking problems now. Like, between the economy in this state in particular, maybe talk about some other shit. Like, your time of looking heroic by being this aggressive is over. Mm-hmm. So stop it. Like, stop doing this. Or like, at the very least, just a little thing every now and then when these kinds of things happen, Christmas, Thanksgiving. But to put out this memo that makes these demands, essentially, is insane. And again, will have the desired effect of what you intended. Which, so, it's hard to not get, like, conspiratorial about it. Just because it's like, I don't get who's going to read this and go, like, oh, Gavin Newsom's got a really good set of guidelines here.
Right.
I mean, Perry's saying his family sent it out in an email. So, like, are there people in your family that, like, think this is, like, okay? Or this is, mm-hmm. this is, like, worthy of our attention and time?
Right.
Because, like, again, you guys have watched us talk about this from the very beginning. Like, we are rational and reasonable minded about it. I don't want to fucking get it. But, like, you know, for example, like, there's this article that came out that was saying that, like, long-term cognitive effects caused by COVID-19. And then you read the article and you're like, oh, this is not a worthwhile thing to report on because they didn't test these people's cognitive ability beforehand. It's like, right. This is not a scientific study at all.
Yeah.
But people just read the headline and react to it of like, oh, COVID's causing brain damage.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, dude.
Well, that's what all, like, science headlines are. They aren't science. They're just, like, possible things that could have happened. It's like linking coffee to Alzheimer's, but also linking it to an active brain in your 80s. It's right. It's like we have an inkling of this idea. Maybe it's true. And then every science or health and food, like, media outlet blasts this headline out that,
and like,
you're going to live 10 years longer if you drink coffee every morning.
Right. And lest we forget that, like, actual MD doctors would do advertisements about cigarettes saying that they're good for your health.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when did this happen? We're like, we trust doctors 100% of the time. And it's like, well, who's paying them?
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, they're human beings, and human beings are more often than not easily corruptible by large amounts of cash.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, I saw a thing from Fauci today that's like, oh, this is going to, like, this is out of control. This is yeah, the cases are fucking jumping like crazy, but the death rate is not.
Right.
So it's like, how long can we do this?
Mm-hmm.
We can't do it anymore. So, like, especially because everybody that controls the federal government. So it's like, these states are still locked. California is still, like, not like lockdown, but I fucking guarantee you, because these cases are going up, they're going to do another, like, stay at home order. I fucking guarantee it. And they're going to close down every restaurant that's trying to survive by doing, like, outdoor seating and this kind of thing. They're going to fucking do it again. I know it. Meanwhile, we are getting no assistance from the federal government.
Yeah.
Nothing. And because they're all fucking bickering about it because they all want to get it. They want to be an electoral win if they give us cash.
Right.
So, like, they don't care about us. So, like, why are we compliant anymore? It should just be like, fuck you. Like, dude, wear a mask indoors. Like, do this kind of shit like that. Again, like I said, like, I... This is the longest period of time I've not gotten a cold or anything. So something's right.
It is working.
This.
Yeah.
So, but at the same time, it's like, am I terrified of catching this? Not really.
No.
Like, because, like, we now know somebody directly that we saw that had, like, he's had it like a month ago or so.
Mm-hmm.
Totally fine.
Yeah.
Totally fine. I thought about asking about it, but I thought it might be like a contentious issue. But, like, dude, I mean, it's just like, what are we doing? So,
yeah. Jacob just said Illinois banned indoor dining in bars again. Our dude at Clear Value Tax talked about it today.
I didn't watch this thing.
Chicago, it's way too fucking cold to eat outdoors in Illinois anywhere.
So they were trying to just maximize their amount of time they could get before that happened,
and then today they shut it down. They shut down indoor dining.
California's gonna do it too.
And offer no assistance.
No.
But
nothing.
Like, especially in colder places where you can't do outdoor dining.
No.
They're done.
Yeah.
They're done for. Same with New York.
So,
it's all the,
yeah,
all
like
the
DCK
same.
Said, Amazon will just own everything, which is super.
Yeah, Amazon wins.
Do you hear that Amazon wants to buy CNN?
Oh, my fucking God.
Or Bezos does. And, like, the only kind of information I can find is that the AT&T and – because, like, AT&T and Comcast – no, AT&T and Time Warner merged. And the merger is not going well for whatever reason. So I don't know why Bezos want CNN, but, like, probably as a tax write-off, I mean, honestly. So you can just report another loss. But, yeah, we're not getting rid of Don Lemon and Chris Cuomo anytime soon.
No.
But
not.
I have this – just to kind of close out this pandemic thing, I have this thing of Bill Gates pulled up here from Tim Dillon.
The Moderna vaccines sound concerning. We looked. After the second dose, at least 80% of participants experienced a systemic side effect, ranging from severe chills to fevers. So, are these vaccines safe?
Well, the FDA, not being pressured, will look hard at that. The FDA is
what a
the
weird
gold standard
dude.
Of regulators. Mm-hmm. And their current guidance on this, if they stick with that, is very, very appropriate. And, you know, the side effects were not super severe. That is, it didn't cause permanent health problems for
that you know of
the things.
Yeah.
That, you know, Moderna did have to go with a fairly high dose. And so, you know, to get the antibodies, some of the other vaccines, are going able to go with lower doses to get responses that are pretty high, including the J&J and the Pfizer. And so there's a lot of characteristics of these vaccines. It's great that we have multiple of them that are
Bill,
going out there. And yes, I
you,
think
you know the data
the
better than
government...
I do. But the Bill, the data showed that everybody with a high dose had a side effect.
Yeah, but some of that is not dramatic where, you know, it's just, you know, super painful. But yes, there we need to make sure there's not severe side effects. The FDA, I think, will do a good job of that, despite the pressure.
How many doses of the vaccine will we need?
Well, none of the vaccines at this point appear like they'll work with a single dose. That was the hope.
So many, many doses.
Many, yeah.
Maybe one of them, particularly in the second generation, won't surprise us. We hope just two, although in the elderly, sometimes it takes more. And so making sure we have lots of elderly
you say hopefully
people
it takes
in
more?
The trial, it
no, he says hopefully just
elderly,
two.
Sometimes it takes more. And so making sure we have lots of elderly people in the trial will give us that data.
You've said some more.
So
why are they having him talk about
that? That's what I was going to say. It's like, why are we interviewing a billionaire who didn't graduate college about vaccines?
And that, like, was stupid.
Yeah. And like, dude, I mean, like, this is not like disputed. I mean, you can look at like malfunctions or like serious health problems he's caused from rushing vaccines out in third world countries. And like, that's not to say that, like, what, you know, what he's done isn't good. You know, like, he's definitely helped slow, like, malaria, like, these kinds of things. Like, you know, I don't think he's, like, not benevolent. I mean, but at the same time, it's like, why is a billionaire software engineer talking about I don't know. Like, domestic vaccines. Like, it's so weird to
me.
They
couldn't have had a doctor who's with Moderna.
Right.
Talking about it.
Exactly. Yeah. And so, like, I mean, based on what you just heard there, are you thrilled to get it?
Of course not. He's the least charismatic person to talk about.
Yeah, I mean,
anything.
DCK's comment is great. How many vaccines do you have to take to get autism? Because that's how many vaccines Bill Gates self-tested. Yeah. So.
Not severe side effects. Bro, some bitch said she could no longer feel God. I saw it.
I don't know. Maybe it's have the opposite on me. Like, maybe if I take the vaccine, I'll feel the presence of God and his warmth and love. Because I haven't felt that for years.
Jesus. You know, do you remember that Ali Chadra guy?
Yes.
On YouTube?
Mm-hmm.
He's detransitioning.
Oh, yeah. That's been going on for a long time. Yeah.
You must follow them on Twitter.
I don't know if
something.
I still do, but I did when they announced that or whatever.
I watched part of the video and... So Ollie, now Daisy, is a trans person who went female to male and now is going back, but has been on testosterone for what, 4 years?
It seems about that amount of time, yeah.
So,
I mean, I think I showed you him or her or whatever when we first started dating, yeah.
Yeah, detransitioning, but the reason I thought of this is because they cited their faith as a reason to going back. And I'm seeing some of this, like, I'm seeing a weird small movement of people doing this. Do you know who Lohanthony is?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's no longer gay.
Hilarious. Okay.
Because of his faith.
And he's very obviously gay. And I think what's happening...
Sorry, he is gay, but he will never act on it because of his faith.
Yeah, okay, come on. But please, he will.
This is what he's saying.
So what's happening is that there is no lane... like, because like when I say social conservative, we harken back to the 90s and the 2000s, right? Yeah. Now, social conservative is just saying that you shouldn't give people under 18 hormones or puberty blockers,
right?
Or like Antifa maybe is not as cool as we think it is, you know what I mean? Like Black Lives Matter as a statement is great, as an organization I have some questions. Like, that's now socially conservative. And the problem is that because there's no clearly defined lane for people to, like, they kind of think like we do, to sit in that lane, it's like they now have just gotten on the back of the kind of traditional conservative movement, which is why I'm saying that if Biden wins, the person that replaces the Trump figure is going to be terrifying.
Yeah, it gives me chills, like, thinking about the... I just, like, a young person being so... because I've never in my life encountered anything like it. Like, a young person being so entrenched in their faith that they've, like, the identity that they built is now gone. Same with, like, Lohanthony and now Daisy. It's, like, it's concerning to me that this could be a movement. It could be, like, I'm no longer trans or I'm no longer gay because of God.
Which, I mean, for Ollie, I mean, it probably just was, like, it's, to me, her thing always struck me, or whatever.
Her, yeah.
Yeah, her
correct.
Thing always struck me as, like, a social pressure kind of thing, and like they're just different, and mm-hmm. so like they thought, okay, well, this is probably why I'm different, mm-hmm. and like,
and as far as I'm aware, she started T at 18, right?
Yes,
she waited, mm-hmm. so it's not like she was pushed into this by a bad doctor
and
or
she was
a
kind
bad
of a
parent.
Boyish girl anyway,
yeah.
So like it sort of made sense, and it probably was because, like, dudes, I mean, like, we humans need community, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like, I think that for her, and I think it's the same thing I was saying. So it's like for her to like Jordan Peterson, for example, which she talked about a lot in her videos, like these kinds of things, and still ingratiate yourself in the trans community at large in whatever state she lives in, that's like verboten.
Yeah.
So for her, it's like, well, now she found the God people, and God people don't really give a shit about anything that,
yeah.
like, as long as you're into God. So like they won't really judge you for really much. I mean, generally speaking, and it is like, I don't mean that in like a shitty way. I mean, actually, like, it is kind of like one of the most, like, not all of them, but like the idea of the Southern hateful gay, like Southern hateful Christian is kind of gone. And like largely it's like Zoe and like those kinds of like liberal churches where it's like, or non-denominational churches or whatever. And so it's like Christianity in general is like not, it hasn't controlled the social zeitgeist for like, mm-hmm. for not that long, which I think is why people forget like how restrictive it used to be, and they still see these people as the enemy. But the problem is when you keep calling them the enemy, they will gain power again,
mm-hmm.
and then start to control like how we're allowed to be social in public.
Yeah.
And so, and like, that's something you don't want. And I literally have been warning leftists of this since 2012. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm like, please stop being them,
yeah.
for the love of God, because yeah. it's going to make them emboldened and make like, and actually give them a space again to take over.
Yeah.
But when like power corrupts, absolutely, they just couldn't handle it. And so like now it's this thing of like the natural conclusion is going to be, because like, again, it's like, so, you know, even for us to say like Trump's funny to like a lefty audience, it's, we're like Nazis, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know, I was saying, like, we did this music video for some friends, and like everybody in it, you know, they say like gender or identifying male, you know, they have like these beliefs and things that are very much on the left side of the spectrum. And if I was honest and just spoke like I speak here, which is truly how I just speak to you, they would have not even been in the video with me. Like, mm-hmm. that's how aggressive they are about their ideology. And to me, I don't really give a shit what you believe in as long as you don't like judge me. Like, you don't judge me. You allow me to talk without getting angry. Like, that's all I really ask for. But man, like, it's just become like, it's just going to be the religion that we're familiar with pushing back against the religion that is new, which is wokeism or whatever, you know, where people don't realize that, like, you're being woke because you feel like it gets you social status, not because you actually care or want, like, social change.
Right.
It's because it makes you appear to be a good person amongst your peers because you're so insistent on being tribal in your community. And this is the tribe that brought you in. You're kind of, like, now trapped in this either Christian thing or this purple haired nose ring having, we like black people more than,
you can only be one or the other. There's no, like,
right. So,
but that's kind of what concerns me about this Daisy
thing. Yeah, dude, me too. Big time. And I think that's why I unfollowed her. I was just like, whatever you're going through, I don't want to know about
it's especially, like, I would understand if, like, she had, like, self-doubt because of, like, personal introspection, but because it's, like, because a big part of it for her is God, I'm like, this feels, you would know that, like, I don't know. It's just, like, I don't know anything about fucking Christianity.
If there's a just God, like, and this is, again, like, what made me, like, even question the religion at, like, 8 years old, is if there's a just God, like, why would they create gender dysphoria, which is observable? Like, why would they afflict you with that?
Exactly.
In society, like, in a society, like, and, like, yeah, dude, like, you know, 200, 500 years down the line, we'll all be fucking, you know, Ken Parts and, like,
it'll be a while, but still.
But, like, we still live in this time. Like, you know, why would they make us gay? Like, and again, people are so quick to forget that, like I've said a million times, when I was 12 years old, saw Jerry Falwell on TV saying that gay people caused 9/11 and people on Fox going, like, yeah, absolutely. And if that happened now, dude, they would be after his fucking head. They'd be after Sean Hannity's head, who was the one that was reporting on it. Like, the amount of, like, vitriol that that would cause, like, in defense of us is enormous. And, like, people just don't want to give the social change any kind of credit, which is such a fucking dire mistake. And it's why there's going to be, like, the pendulum would not have swung back in the other direction if it had not been for the excesses of the left, but they just cannot help themselves. And this isn't liberals. This is the left. Like, dude, I consider myself to be on the left. But they, like, they have allowed lunatics to go unchecked for so fucking long because they're scared of criticizing them because of social, like, being socially ostracized, that even really reasonable people who criticize them, they throw them right under the bus. And then it's like their voice doesn't matter anymore. And so, like, it has created this fucking nightmare that, like, most reasonable people on the left, I know it's, like, plenty of people that listen to us, know it's bullshit. They know it's bullshit. Like, non-binary, like, fucking suck my dick. Like, enough with your shit. Like you are playing out your borderline personality disorder. I don't want to hear it anymore from you making demands on how I address you, how I talk to you. We're not doing it anymore, but we all don't want to. Most humans, except for a handful of us, don't like conflict.
Right.
And so, like, if someone's, like, if someone corrects you, like, has the fucking metaphorical balls to correct you on saying, oh, it's actually they, most people go, oh, you know, absolutely. But I never did. Like, it's just kind of like, that's too much work. So, no, I'm not doing that. And it's like a pissing match with these people where it's like, it's like it's them trying to take control of you and you go, you can't have it. And so then they're like, I don't know what to do. Like, just because, like, they've felt emboldened because the social part of humanity is on their side right now, but it won't be for long because you all didn't fucking behave yourself. And you all made, like, I resent you because you made, like, public acceptance of gay people go down because your messaging was so poor. No one checked you. No one said your affliction was bullshit. And so now we're like, I think that we're potentially in some kind of fucking danger, like, in terms of not legislation per se, but just social climate.
You know, I was looking, and I know we shouldn't fucking, I need to stop saying fucking so much. We shouldn't be so super concerned about Amy Coney Barrett.
I'm not at all.
The thing is, I was looking and, like, there are recent decisions that have been made in the Supreme Court, and I know she's said, like, she won't overturn things, but the thing is, like, the gay marriage was legalized 5-4 of the people who voted in the majority 5. Ruth Bader Ginsburg is dead, and
Scalia is dead.
Scalia, which, okay, no, hold on. Ruth Bader Ginsburg is dead, and then another one, whoever Gorsuch replaced, is gone.
He retired. Fuck, I can't remember his name.
So those two, in the majority of five who voted yes on gay marriage, it's now down to three who would have voted yes on gay marriage. However, only one conservative judge died, Scalia, after that vote.
He was atrocious. He was the one that was like just such a thorn in my side. It's like when he died, it was like I threw a little mini party. Yeah, burn in hell. Like rest in piss, you fucking fat retard. Like, fuck you. Mm-hmm. Enough of your shit. So
the thing is, decisions like that have come so close, have been so close that it took one person on the court justice to make it the majority, that we've lost two people who voted yes on something like that, and we only lost one who voted no.
Right.
So that's what I worry about. When we have a conservative majority, it's just like it's a matter of like there's no more there are things that have been decided that can now be redecided in the opposite direction because of what we have.
So I would,
especially that ruling and rulings that are that close, 5-4.
Yeah. I would have been concerned as well. But so they brought that up in her hearing.
Mm-hmm.
And then she says, like, you know, essentially she said that I don't really care about someone's sexual preference.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And then she got skewered for saying preference. Mm-hmm. And then she took an aside in the next day of hearings to go like, I apologize for using that word. Like, I know it's not like the parlance of our time, so I meant to say sexual orientation. So the fact that she, like, again, that thing of like where gay people, like acronym people, make the mistake of not understanding how powerful that moment was and how powerful we are, like for someone being nominated for the highest court in the country to apologize for saying the word preference.
Right.
So we're fine. We're fine.
Sure. I know. I'm just saying that there are decisions, and the like. Gay marriage is one of the only things that she was not emphatic about. Everything else, like interracial marriage, that was decided when, like the, I don't remember,
like the 60s.
Yeah, probably the 60s.
She, not her though. She was alive then.
No, I know, but like she was emphatically like, yeah, of course, like interracial marriage, great.
Yeah.
But she did not say the same thing about gay marriage. So it's like that's the concern that I hold, like, and it's also a very recent thing. 2015 was only 5 years ago.
Gay marriage is not getting overturned. I mean, and Roe v. Wade is like literally just political football. Like, it's not getting overturned either, but each side uses it for to scare people into voting for them. So like we're fine. And I don't know, she seems like borderline moderate, but like at the end of the day, it's like, so what's more frightening to me? Is it the fact that gay marriage might be overturned, what we talked about fucking years ago, which is that cake guy that didn't want to make a gay wedding cake, that gay lobbyists sought out to find the one that would say no, so they could like publicly like demolish this guy over just saying no, when we would just kind of go like, oh, that's fucking weird. Also, try going to a fucking Muslim baker, tell them to make a gay cake for you. I mean, come on, like, let's be fucking honest here. So like in terms of like freedom of speech, that getting taken away scares the shit out of me, and I only fucking hear it from one side. The ACLU was founded because of freedom of speech. They defended the KKK, like the ACLU did. Now they're trying to like say that we should probably limit it for certain people. It's like, when did the left did this happen? And so like to me, for two reasons, because all the Supreme Court is there to do is to wait for cases to trickle up to them, right? And like that are big. So for them, the two things to me that I'm concerned about, one of which I think is like abortion will never be, like guns will never be overturned. However, like they, like cases that get shot down by district judges in places like California, where they have magazine limits and all these, this dumb unconstitutional shit, will trickle up there, and a conservative court will fucking shoot it down so that it can't happen. And freedom of speech. Freedom of speech is in fucking jeopardy right now. And they say, well, it doesn't apply to social media companies because they're private businesses. And it's like, yes, but they control the dialogue of the entire country. So like we need to, they need to either be broken up or government intervention, something. Like, and I never would have called for really government intervention of these kinds of private businesses. Like, of course, like banking institutions. Yeah, I mean, of course. But, you know, we have to learn from the travesties of history, which is like 2008 with the mortgage crisis. And then now I think what's going to happen is left people on the left are now getting banned off of Twitter and censored. So
yeah, that is very crazy.
Them thinking it won't come for them is so stupid. So
yeah, I almost died today.
Yes, you did.
My neighbor almost fucking ran me over in my own driveway.
She is a real
piece of work,
special
right?
Human, yeah.
Yeah, I mean they both are, and I really I don't care if they hear this. What the fuck, dude? So they got I mean, like, I live, again, I don't care who hears this. I live either in like a pretty okay place with not so great housemates, or I live in a shitty place with housemates to be expected.
Yeah.
So it's like, I was deciding whether or not to be at peace with this for the podcast, or whether I should still be angry, which would be more entertaining, you know, like what would create better content.
Right.
But I think I'm still angry about it. I was walking from my driveway towards like the washing machine, which is towards the back of our house or whatever. And my neighbor like comes speeding in through the driveway and misses me by like a foot and a half, and breaks like immediately after they've passed me. And they're like, oh shit, sorry, bro, I didn't see you there. I'm like, I mean, you really could have like broken my elbow if I had like, you know, my arm out. They were going that fast. So what I'm saying is we should kill my neighbor.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
It's and the thing is, like, I would have heard their car if they still had their old car, but their new car is electric and it's dead silent.
Yeah,
so
unlike my dog.
Yeah, unlike your dog. I would have sidestepped had I heard the car. And also, had they seen me, they probably would have gone slower, but they weren't paying attention. Very cool. I'm just very into the fact that I live with smooth brains.
There's something about, like, and I won't make it about, like, class or anything, but, like, there's something about people that are just stuck in, like, a loser mindset that are just destined to be losers in everything that they do. And it's probably IQ, but then, like, you know, where do you go with that? Like, people are dumb. We all know that.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's astounding to me that like everyone around your area, which, you know, like number one, like driving into your area is like, it's a lower income area.
Of course. Yeah.
And everyone is morbidly obese, like morbidly obese. I was like seeing like lease signs on cars for like insane rates that only a stupid person would take. But of course they have it there. So like there is something. And I'll make this a lefty thing. It's like something about corporate America, capitalism, that preys on the dumbest of our society.
Of course, yeah.
And between
that's because it's what it is.
Right.
It's not a lefty thing. It just is.
It just is. And like pumping them full of corn syrup, giving them fucking bad loans. Like you said they've had like four new cars since you've been there.
They've had three total cars since I've lived
there. They're poor. They're very
poor.
How do they get them? I mean, that's the thing. It's like they're taking bad loans that they'll default on, and I don't know.
Oh my God! And my other neighbor who lives back there with the same lady who almost ran me over today, asked me. So she came to my door in a panic. She was like, "Hey,
yeah.
if a woman comes here looking for me, tell her I moved out of state." I'm like, "What?" And she's like, "A woman named."
Whatever
Geronimo is looking for me, and if she comes here, tell her I moved out of state. I'm not here. I haven't been here for months.
And it's so sweet that you're not a conflict person, because I would have been like, no, whatever your problem is isn't mine, so
yeah.
Good luck, you know.
I wish I had said that, but I think the thing was I was just like so in shock that somebody would ask me to say something like to do something like that for them, for a favor for somebody I don't even know.
And again, conflict like that, though, isn't being mean. It's setting a boundary of like, you don't get to do this to me.
Yeah.
I'm not your friend.
Yeah.
I don't care about you. So no, like no way am I doing that. Absolutely not. Like, I mean, I've had things like that happen here where it's just like, I'm just like,
no.
Or I just go, no,
no, thanks.
No. If they come here, I just want to answer the door, you know, but I'm not going to lie for you. I don't know you. I seldom would be willing to lie for people I love.
And she expected me to tell my roommate, and I didn't. I'm not going to do that.
No.
Like, I'm not going to be like, hey, just so you know, there's a lady looking for our neighbor. And if you see her, tell her she doesn't live here. I'm not going to do that. Are you kidding?
Yeah. Yeah.
People are out of their fucking minds.
I know. And especially now, it's just like, there's just like a lot of fucking losers.
Yeah. No kidding.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Do you have anything else or?
No, I've just had a shitty week.
I'm sorry, Bones. All right. Well, we will see you on Tuesday.
Tuesday for election night, baby. For we're going to have a party. Night. Bring snacks. Bring drinks. We will be doing the same over here.
Maybe we'll organize some cheeses. Some...
Cheeses, yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll have an activity. Pin the hog on the Biden.
Pin the hog on the Biden.
If I can sort that out, that'd be fun.
All right. We love you all.
Love you guys. See you next time.
Adios.